This is Arts Eclectic, spotlighting arts in Austin. I'm Michael Lee.
1, 2, 3, 4,
Punk Play by Gregory Moss is currently running at Hyde Park Theater. This is the regional premiere of the play, produced by Capital T Theater and directed by Mark Piquel.
I read this play about 3 years ago, and the instant that I read it, I knew that I wanted to produce it. It's a lot of fun. And as a child of the 80s, it was very nostalgic for me. It's a pretty simple narrative of coming-of-age story. A young suburban boy kind of in his suburban wasteland meets this runaway named Duck. And Duck happens to bring a vinyl of punk into his house. And that pretty much changes the course of the rest of the play. And it's all just kind of about the slow evolution of the boys and their friendship.
Go.
The Sunscorched Manson boys.
The offs.
Reagan Youth.
White Minority.
Black Anger.
Forced to Choose.
The Lazy Far.
Uncle Wednesday's Good Time Rhythm and Blues Band.
What?
I thought people would think it was like a wedding band, and they'd hire us, and we'd show up and we'd like, you know, wreck their yuppie good time with our noisy hate music.
Yeah, but the name would look stupid on a t-shirt.
I think what's really cool about the story is kind of how it's told. Kind of takes you through the 80s. The play takes place in this little kind of shoebox diorama of this, you know, 1980s bedroom. And it just gets completely transformed as the boys get transformed. And like I say, the play's a lot of fun. There's puppets, there's live animals, they play live music.
The song is called The Disguise. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's just a really fun, I think, experience, and it kind of takes you on this whirlwind tour of your adolescence and kind of leaves you at the end where you're an adult.
Punk Play stars Chase Brewer and Nate Jackson and runs through June 28th at Hyde Park Theater. Due to a bit of nudity and some dirty words, this one's probably for the grown-ups. For more details, visit our website, kut.org. For Arts Eclectic on KUT, I'm Michael Lee.